Banff. Referred to as simply as the Black Death or Black Ring of Death, this former Banff landmark for all the wrong reasons has a special place in hell for all those unlucky enough to taste it. But now that the 400-meter-long monstrosity is no more, its legend is not easily forgotten as a revered part of the Banff rugby experience. For the first time this Saturday, June 4, at 2 p.m., a Banff Rugby Club match at the Banff Recreation Grounds will be played without the looming presence of the Black Death, the old gravel running track, that has taken bloody bites out of players for decades. The Black Death was a treasured member of the Banff Rugby Club for over 40 years, and lives on as remaining particulate in knees, elbows and shins across the globe, said Bears president and player Ollie McKay. We will miss hurling opposition members into the Death's loving embrace. We will miss you, old friend. As dark as tar and covered with elk and geese poo, the Black Death was a vile and unforgiving force that added an extra layer of danger, and stories, to home games. It was one of those things where you always had a rite of passage, you know, everyone has to get tackled into it at least once and the Black Death was in you, said Bears captain Frank Dwyer. It was ingrained in the skin after that. It was place for more than 50 years in the small mountain town and coiled around the sports field like a snake squeezing its prey before being removed last year during the facelift of the Banff Rec Grounds. For the men's rugby team, which has been around for 45 years and has had a large international contingent in the rucks and touching down tries throughout the years, many have found themselves face to face with the legendary track. The new pitch looks fantastic, but the Black Death will always be talked about but not missed, said longtime Bear Mark Hooper. It's taken chunks out of lots of players from all over the world, so it's pretty diverse in that way. Now that the circle of misery is gone, the Bears get a chance to stretch their legs without the Black Death in the back of their minds starting Saturday at the home opener against the Red Deer Titans. Red Deer has some big boys and they come down with a lot of strength and a lot of aggression, so we're ready for it, Dwyer said. I spoke with most of the guys the day after, the Cochrane Grizzlies match, on Sunday and every one of them was keen to play, which shows you the vibe is good in town and the vibe is good amongst the boys. They're all delighted to be back and they're all delighted to get going here and they're hungry, which is good. Last Saturday, May 28th, the Bears played in their first match since 2019, losing 38-14 to the Grizzlies in Cochrane. Bears Matt Levine Jeremy Woodcock scored the team's first tries in 3 years. In the match, the Grizzlies pounced on their counterparts early, scoring 3 tries in the first 15 minutes of a first half that saw errors, getting used to hitting again and nervous energy on the local side. However, the Bears settled down in the second half and scored 2 tries to 1. It was a small victory on the day for the club. They caught us a little disorganized, flat-footed and basically rusty, said Dwyer. Despite the loss, it was good learning curve for the team, said Hooper, who has been on again, off again retired from playing. Hooper, along with some older familiar faces from yesteryear, are glad to put the boots back on after 2 years of the pandemic. There are 5 or 6 returning players from the 2019 season and a large group of old vets or new up-and-comers on the team. When you don't have that because of COVID, it's surprising what it means to a lot of people and a lot of the boys feel the same way and that's why a lot of the boys have come back to play, he said. This season, a new tradition started between the Banff and Cochrane men's clubs, which will play for a friendly trophy. The teams play twice in the Calgary Rugby Union and if it's tied at the end of the season, a friendly third match will determine which team hoists the cup.